Eighth and Roll Media presents How Can I Help You? A scripted podcast written, produced, and directed by H. Silver. This podcast contains strong language, violence, crude humor, and strong sexual content. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello? Hello? Eighth and Roll Media presents How Can I Help You? A scripted podcast. Just when you thought you knew customer service, nobody's safe. The drama, the betrayal, and the oh shit.
Man, sorry about that, man. Let me put you on hold.
Hey, yo, Gregory! A new episode starts now.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Ocean Mobile. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Thank you for calling
Good
Ocean
morning.
Mobile.
Thank you for calling Ocean Mobile.
You?
How may I help you today?
Welcome to Ocean Mobile. How may I help you?
Good morning. Thank you for contacting Ocean Mobile. How may I help you?
Good morning. Thank you for calling Ocean Mobile. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Bitch, did y'all watch Infatuated in Country last night?
Yes, bitch.
Hell no. Girl, fucking Marianne Beth through Tammy. And off the fucking balcony, and bitch was fucking wet all up in her goddamn boots.
That shit was crazy. She called up. She fell in a fucking horse trough. That shit was so nasty, bro. I was like, I can't.
I'm throwing
about that. Oh. Oh, shit. Ooh. Ooh. Look at this right here. Hey, fresh meat. Hey, yo. Hey, yo. New class coming through.
You're late. And before you say your rehearsed excuse, you're fired. See that? In a matter of seconds, two words just sent your world into a tailspin. And that's what's wrong with you young folks. No planning, no backup planning. You're the perfect candidate for this job. Have a seat, rookie. I hope you got a chance to relieve yourself because you are going to be sitting for a while. I'm Gregory Jones. Not Mr. Jones. Gregory. Not Greg. Gregory. Ah, not used to being the center of attention. You probably are wondering why everyone is staring. Mistake number one, caring about what others are thinking. In this place, the only thoughts you have to worry about are your own. And right now, my voice is the guiding light that will always steer you through the right path. When you hear, everything stops, on pause, mannequin challenge. My words matter and nothing else. Now put these headphones on. A lot of things happen at the crack of dawn on a Monday morning. From feet hitting the ground from America's beds, to the asses jumping into the seats of vehicles that will cut you off, stop short, and pretend to not see you and your violent rage when you pull up next to them. Somehow, in the midst of getting that snotty-nosed kid ready in the morning, popping a squat, and drinking that smoothie that has way too much fruit and sugar to be considered healthy, super bitch mom finds reason to pick up that poisonous device known as a phone and call into an 800 number because the audio for Baby Shark skipped a few seconds. Some poor soul is about to feel the wrath of a mother who believes that they are responsible for all of her worst fucking decisions, and that the internet of all things should be in pristine working manner. Doesn't matter the fact that her outdated device is being slowed down by a corporation seeking continued revenue streams for its new line of phones from said supermom's secretly cheating husband's bank account, who's planning a swift divorce and an extravagant vacation for him and a hot new 20-something-year-old boyfriend. On its company's dime, that is. America. Yet, there is a side to this transaction that is barely seen or heard. A world that literally litters our great land of corporate complexes with what can only be described as either pure heaven for the powers that are seeing dollar signs each time the phone rings, or pure hell for the people who dare to adorn the itchy, cheaply made headphones like yours. Submerged in a pool of voices echoing between the cold, dead walls that will make you contemplate suicide. With their mental health, bladder, or self-worth hanging in the balance, the machine must continually be fed. And you are fresh meat. This is How Can I Help You? And training is in session, rookie. But first, a story. It was like any other day at Ocean Mobile, Teleplex's most profitable account amongst its many other partnerships. The calls are coming in, and the amount of people that were on hold was increasing by the second. It happened again. Another outage has majority of the Miami metropolitan area down due to the new migration to 5G. And like usual, we were being bombarded.
It is the last day. One more hour until we are scot-free.
Yeah, I can't wait to get out this bitch.
What are you going to do with your money?
I'm moving to Atlanta. You know how all the South Florida people move to Atlanta when it's time to go from Florida? I'm ready to go.
Have you already purchased a home?
Oh yeah, I purchased that 6 months ago when we first started this shit because I already knew I had to leave.
Ooh. You are very smart young lady.
I try, you know.
As for me, I have already built my house in Haiti. You know, I have my girlfriend there. I have one girlfriend, two girlfriends, you know. I go right after this, you know. I have a flight.
Right, but what about your wife and kids up here?
They'll be okay, you know. Their mama is a nurse, you know. She take care of them, you know. I talk to them. They be okay.
You ain't shit, nigga.
Elas, Sherry. Anyway, now that we are about to go, what about the girls? What about the other girls? What are they going to do?
Well, I told them to start a fight with one of the hosts that they don't like on another account. Mm. So one's going to start a fight and the rest of them going to jump in. So once they start that, they're going to automatically get fired. It's simple.
Smart. Very, very smart. Well, now that we are sure what we are going to do, how about one more night, you know? I have my hotel room, you know. You bring the girls, you know. You bring you, you know. We do the thing we do, you know? Eh?
No. Sorry.
Why, Kitoya? Why?
I just told you why. You ain't shit. You have two girlfriends in Haiti, a wife and kids up here. You've been fucking me and the other girls on this account. We're done. After this 1 hour, we are done. You can lose my number.
I made you rich, gal.
And I appreciate it. But that don't have nothing to do with me and my pussy. No more. After this hour is done.
Okay, no problem, none, okay? But it's okay. I have my money, you have your money, we done.
Yeah, okay? You can kiss my motherfucking ass.
Kitoya, why you be so rude to me, girl? Eh? Mm. Why? Come here, why you be so rude, eh?
No.
Come here, baby.
Hold on. Where did all those black trucks come from?
Black trucks?
They probably all went to the same dealership, you know. They buy the same car, they ride the same car. You know, they drive nothing but Chargers and just stupid American cars.
I hear you about the same cars, but I don't remember anyone coming to work in tactical uniforms. Look outside.
Tactical uniform? What? Oi. Oh, okay. Go to the server room, okay? This is the way that we plan. Go to the server room, run the program, okay? Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Little did they know that the events that took place in the next few seconds would cause the calls to back to a level that would make quality assurance shit their pants. I think at least three people did that day.
Shit.
I need a free call. I need to call my mom.
What's your name?
All right. My name is Agent Olivia Spence. I'm a transfer from England, so I don't have time for this shit. My colleagues will be going through each and every aisle and confiscating all cell phones and communication devices. Yes, that includes smartwatches as well, so don't fuck with me. Please hand them over. If you refuse or attempt to conceal them, you will be charged with obstruction. Do you understand? You are all being detained for questioning.
No. No. This cannot be happening.
Go to the police.
What are we going to do? No. What are we going to do?
Hey. It's going to be okay. Look, all we did was follow instructions. We're going to be fine.
Kirk Lamar. Who is Kirk Lamar?
I'm right here, man.
Cuffin.
Wait, what? What the fuck did I do? What am I being charged with?
You are being detained for questioning. I suggest you cooperate, young man. The more you do, the better this whole experience will be for you and your friends. Speaking of friends, Alexis Stevens, Colt Williams, Devon Williams, Tatiana Greenleaf, Katoya Sharp, and Gregory Jones. Everyone I have called, please step forward and do not attempt to evade us or you will be charged with obstruction of a federal investigation. Don't worry, the rest of you, I'll be back for you as well.
Each one of us, without hesitation, revealed ourselves. The cuffs were put on, the air became thinner and thinner as we were all led to separate conference rooms, paraded by our peers and colleagues. There were looks of horror, hell, even snickering because everyone knew it was a matter of time. The jig was up. We were caught, no doubt. Yet it didn't bother me. We prepared for this. Kirk just has to play his part the way we rehearsed. Speaking of Kirk, let's go back a year and some change.
Charles, open this door. I know you hear me, Charles. Open this motherfucking door. Charles, where is my son? Tell Kirk to get out here now!
That's Kirk's mother, Andrea. And again, her son has escaped her fortress of solitude to party with his uncle Charles, Andrea's scheming two-bit drug dealing brother.
Open the door, where's my son? I know you hear me, stop playing. Y'all playing on my top right now.
Fuck.
The door can either open or I can knock it down. What's up? What y'all want?
Shit.
Hello? 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 Do me not speak in English? What?
Hello? Can't be open. God damn it. Shit! Andrea, what the fuck? It's 6 o'clock in the morning.
It is 9:45.
You banging on the door like it's the goddamn police.
Andrea paused to take in a smell that could derail nearly two decades of raising a young man on her own. Putting him through school and not missing any of the football games that has three top college-fitted hats on a table back at their house, with a bunch of confused press and media wondering why the star running back for St. John's High was late for his own signing day. The ganja aroma sent her into a frenzy.
Oh, you got me.
Hold on.
Fucked up. Get out of my way, Kirk! Kirk!
All right. Andrea, I told you about coming up in my house like this.
Spit on my dick. Ooh, deep throat. There you go, baby. No tea.
Jesus, I know Oh, bitch, you got the right one. Get the fuck off my son. What is you doing?
Kirk, put your pants on, man.
What the hell do you think you doing? You have everybody waiting back at home for your ass. This is some stupid shit you got going on, Andrew, Kirk. And Andrew, of all days, Andrew, all days?
Down. You need to calm down. You're
playing with me.
Hey, Kirk, don't forget to call me, baby.
Bitch, how old is you?
27. By the way, Charles, you said I was going to get extra if I stayed the night with y'all, so pay up, nigga.
Great. Just great. Now I gotta beat the herpes and the stupid out your dumb ass. Let's go, Kirk. Come on. Charles, I'll deal with your ass later.
I'll deal with your ass later, bitch. Too.
Bitch. The only bitch I know is your mama, ho. Stop playing with my top. Okay. You wanna fight? Because I don't go back and forth.
You always gotta be extra, yo.
Damn pedophile.
All right, Unc, I'll holler at you later.
So where is my money, nigga?
Look. It's my sister. She owns the crazy shit. My apologies. Okay, baby? I got your money. Let me go ahead to the bathroom real quick, and I got you, okay?
Fuck you, Junior. I'ma fuck your house up. Fuck this lamp. Fuck this
shit, I don't give a fuck. It's my baby mama's house anyway, bitch. That's what she did. Posting herself and her new boyfriend on Facebook. Forgot a nigga got the key and shit. She gon' fuck your shit up. She gon' fuck your shit up.
State your name for the record.
Devon Flair.
Is that your real name?
No, Devon Simmons is. I got it changed. But if you want to be technical, yes, Devon Simmons is my real name. Sir, what am I here for?
What company do you work for?
Oh, this is a lame-ass fucking company. Teleplex.
How long have you worked for Teleplex?
I've worked for them for just about 6 months. That's it.
What's your job title?
I am a call representative. That's all I did. That's all I do. I talk to people. Like I'm talking to you.
Do you like what you do for a living?
Actually, no. What I love doing for a living, I can't disclose right now because that would make me a little, make me out to be a bad, you know, individual. But okay. I, you know.
Why are you stealing from your customers?
Wait. I was drinking the water. Excuse me. Excuse me. Wait a minute. Me, moi, steal from customers? Where do you have this information? Show me the facts. Not the whole facts, not the car facts. Show me the facts, period.
All to be revealed.
I'm ready to see. Officer, detective, Frieza, whoever you choose to be.
Okay. How do you feel about customer service? Let us know that.
Okay, customer service is just straight up bullshit to me. I don't like it. Hospitality service to me, I don't even know why I do it. Actually, I do know why. It's a second hustle. I gotta grind to stay alive and to eat. So for you to say that I stole from customers, I'm waiting to see the facts. Detective.
After getting home to shower off the night of sex, alcohol, and marijuana, Kirk, hungover still, was on top of the world. Every local news camera were fixated on the table adorned with balloons in Kirk's face. The Jaguars' mascot and few of his teammates and cheerleaders stood by his mother's side as they anxiously awaited for him. No doubt the kid was special, and he knew it. The promises were made. The school representatives, all chomping at the bit that their arguments sat well with his mother, Andrea, and with Kirk himself. As he dried off his ripped, impressive frame, he glanced out the bathroom window to see everyone waiting. It was time, and it all came down to what he wanted, and he loved the power.
And it's another state championship, Touchdown Jaguars! Kirk Lamar is a remarkable young man. Dubbed the Lion of St. John's High, he has secured three consecutive state championships as an All-American with over 2,000 yards and 32 touchdowns to his credit. The only question is now, whom will he commit to?
I'm so big.
Gets the first down.
He's just a monster.
And there he goes.
Man-child.
I like to take my talent to the University of Miami.
Across the country, student athletes took advantage of college football's new early signing period, and the Hurricanes had a monster day, getting 18 of their 20 commitments to put pen to paper.
He puts on the Hurricanes hat as he busts out his signature celebration dance that his mother, uncle, and teammates joined in on. It was a celebration indeed, but it wasn't enough. Kirk wanted to end the night like he did the night before, hopefully this time with a prettier, thicker stripper slobbering him down. It was time to party.
Yo, what time are you picking me up? The promoter just called and already got our table ready. Where you at? Crazy Dread? Hell nah, man. That nigga forever trigger happy.
Look. You trying to have fun, right? You trying to have fun or what? I'ma meet you there. Just got some business to take care of. Call up Dread, and we gonna turn up in the city on me. You know how I do. Get some liquor, get some hoes. You want some hoes, don't you? Don't you, nephew? Now these ain't nothing compared to what's gonna happen when you hit the rail.
Alright, Unc. I got you. See you there.
Okay, kid. I'll meet you there.
Hey, bro. Why you gotta be swerving like that? Got me about to lose my lunch.
Man, calm your punk ass down. So you beast mode on the field, but you can't handle a little drifting?
Dre, come on, man. Ain't nobody soft, bro. But you know how the police is out here. Just trying to make it to the party in one piece. Cool?
Man, fuck them piglets, bruh. And rest your stomach, man. We about to pull up. Bitch ass. Yeah.
Whoa. What the fuck is that for, bruh?
Your protection, Kirk. You know how niggas get out here. Especially if you got a little shine in the city.
Yo, I can't be around that, bro. After the night, I gotta flush my system before this piss test I got coming up. I can't afford.
You can't afford to be lit up by these suckers out here, cuzzo. I got you. Now, come on, man, just relax. I promise ain't shit finna pop off.
Fuck you mean, bitch?
Kirk quickly realized that it was a drunk local drug dealer money move that didn't have the best reputation. Kirk, not wanting any further attention, turned around to continue walking towards the club entrance to avoid any altercation.
Let it go, bro. It's cool.
But Dredd wasn't so quick to ignore the ill-spirited comments.
Hey, Dredd.
Nah, man, ain't gonna let this fuck-ass, pock-nose-ass nigga say some shit about you like
that,
nigga.
What the fuck you say, motherfucker?
Hey, Dredd, let it go, bro. It's cool. We good.
Dredd reaches for his gun.
What's up?
Oh, fuck, nigga, you got a strap? All right, nigga, I got one too. When I pull this bitch out, I'm about to use it.
Mook crosses Glock from his side as Dredd lets off two shots in the direction.
Oh, shit!
Mook fires back and hits Dredd in the shoulder.
Fuck! Kirk, run!
Kirk takes off running into the alley, seeking refuge behind the dumpster.
Fuck, nigga.
He glances back and sees Mook walk up on his cousin Dredd, letting off two shots in his head.
Fuck you, nigga. Nah, fuck you.
Mook notices that he is bleeding from a gunshot wound in his lower left side and quickly makes eye contact with Kirk.
Oh, shit. There go that nigga superstar. Matter of fact, get the motherfucking car, nigga. Get the motherfucking car!
Oh, shit!
Says Kirk as he takes off further into the night's darkness. This wasn't new to Kirk. At least, using his second nature skill of speed without thinking was his M.O. But doing it under the threat of his life being cut short by either gunfire or being ran over by a speeding donk sitting high on black massive rims was another thing. Cutting through another alley, through a church parking lot, hurtling over a fence just the pit bull's teeth narrowly missed his leg, brought sweat beads that poured into his new outfit. He couldn't get the sight of his cousin laying there out of his head. Alas, he hit a main intersection. But he could still hear the growl of Mook's old-school black tank behind him. He looked around to see his next opening, just like he does on the field, but was relieved to spot a cop with his light up behind someone they just pulled over. Kirk ran to their direction and called out to the cop who was exiting his vehicle.
Please, please help me.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hands
wax.
Wait.
Hands wax, boy.
Don't shoot.
You need to pay attention to my commands, boy.
I need help.
I said, put your hands up. Put your hands up.
Please. Don't shoot.
Kid, look out.
In the name of Jesus, please just let my son quit.
Kirk laid in a three-day coma before coming to. The blur of his mother's face became clear as he tried to make sense of where he was and what has happened since the event that landed him in the ICU. The tears from her face smeared over his face as she desperately hugged him in relief. He glanced over to his uncle, who was pacing back and forth near the door. He clearly was riled up by something, although he was constantly told by Andrea that Kirk was awake. He reluctantly walked over and asked.
There he is. Hey, kid. You feeling all right? Your leg's good?
Do he feel all right, head dad? What you mean? He just woke up. How you expecting him to talk and answer that?
Look, I'm just trying to make sure
the injuries listed on the nurse's board was enough to deafen the sounds of his mother and uncle arguing. As he read them over and over, it began to sink in that life as he knew it was over. Ligament, cartilage, and nerve damage in both legs. A broken tibia and multiple lacerations to his right hamstring. It was written and handed to Moses.
And I think this goes to show that dumb decisions can just change lives forever, guys. The Lion of St. John is no more. I can't believe I'm saying this, but Kirk Lamar's disgraced career has come to an early end. I don't think anybody, including this young man, could have seen this coming. Back to you, John.
Six months later.
Hey, Mom. I'm on my way out to the park.
Eric? Come here, Kirk. Come here, sit down. I need to talk to you real quick.
But, Mom, I gotta get my legs back.
Get your legs back where? To the bed? You still thinking about football, boy? You just put the crutches away last week. What is you thinking? What is you doing?
See, there you go, tripping. I can do this. When did you stop believing in me?
I'm tripping. Oh, no, baby, no, baby. I stopped believing when I saw your mangled body being pulled out of an ambulance and listening to you scream all night in pain. You could have died, Kirk. Did you forget that? You lost the ability to walk completely. But now that you can stand, you think football is still going to be here waiting for you? Try again. It's not, Kirk. It is over, son, and it's about time that you accept
Mom,
that.
Mom, I know I can.
You stop. You can't, son. And deep down, I know that you know that, too. Decisions have consequences, and this one just so happened to be permanent. Now it's time for you to grow up.
But, Unc.
But Uncle Charles, what? When was the last time you seen your Uncle Charles? Hmm? I ain't seen that nigga since you got out the hospital, unless I'm blind. Has he answered any of your calls since you were home? No? Has he helped you out of bed? Wash your ass? Nah, I have, okay? Look, Kirk, I know you missed the game. But right now, your life has no room for it or the disappointments trying to get back in. Things are completely different now based off that action that you made, which is why I want to talk to you right now.
What is that?
Bills, Kirk. I can't take care of them, and half of them are your medical bills. We have to do something. You're going to need to get a job.
A job?
A job. Yes, Kirk. It's called picking up the pieces. It's called being an adult. Now, I already took the liberty of setting you up with a job interview at Teleplex.
You mean your job? As in customers? No, Mom. I ain't doing that shit.
Well, do all the other shit you want to do with your daddy.
But Dad is dead.
And you can move right in next to his trifling ass in the grave. Anyways, your interview is tomorrow, and if you don't go, you can just go ahead and pack your shit. I am not taking care of no able-bodied ass man, and I have to go to work right now. So you better choose wisely.
Oh, fuck!
To describe what Kirk is now feeling at this moment would be insulting to your intelligence, or lack thereof, since you are here of all places. I am sure you know the taste of failure. Failure is never a pint that goes down easy, nor is the immediate aftermath a sweet chaser. Offended? Then you have yet to have lived, so suck it up. Failure is usually the highway that leads people like yourself into those doors and into a jam-packed weekly class of new agents lined up for the slaughter. And the sad part is that those smiley little faces in HR know it. The life cycle of a call center agent on average is 3 months to a year at best. Think of it this way. On every call, you are the special needs helmet put on top of the real strong helmet worn by a Bohemite who is telling you to fend off the shepherd who is chucking nothing but an assortment of dumb to mediocrely intelligent stones at you. Reminds you of a story, I'm sure. Except this one doesn't end in the shepherd boy becoming royalty. Your job is to bring that entitled sheep herder on the other side of your headphones down to reality. To enforce terms of service, fine print, bill amounts, and how their preferred payment method has once again not gone through, no matter how much they attest that there was money in there. Question is, are you made out of papier-mâché or vibranium? Despite how it sounds, failure is no bad thing. It is a necessary evil, and I, for one, embrace that little demon. If you will let me, I will show you how to do the same without letting the little rascal know you are slowly smothering it to death. Get jacked in. The shepherds are waiting eagerly with their stones.
Hi guys, welcome to Teleplex. My name is Lori and I'll be one of your trainers today. I would like to congratulate you guys because you've chosen to embark on a career path that is very fulfilling and life-changing, not only for you, but the customers we serve. So really quickly, I wanted to get comfortable and break the ice. As you can tell, I'm a very vibrant person.
Yeah, because you don't have to do their job.
Oh, hello, Gregory. Welcome to my class today. Everyone, please meet Gregory Jones. He is our most tenured agent and has many accolades and accomplishments in his time here at Teleplex.
Yeah. Let's get on with it, Lori.
Okay. All right, so let's go around the room, shall we? Please state your name and something interesting about you.
Yeah, no, sorry, not doing that. We have to do
this.
We
are not in kindergarten.
Can we just get on the phone?
What a chapter one.
Okay, children, settle down.
Hi, my name is Jasmine, and I'm a single mom just looking for some extra money and for a new daddy for my baby. She's 5. Any takers? No? Okay. Well, I'm 25, and I don't have an education, so this is my new adventure. Nice to meet you guys.
Hello, my name is Devon, and I'm very excited to be working here at Ocean today, but there's something I'd like to tell everyone. I truly love to just gag on a Muscle Milk, because that is the best protein for your body. So when you find one in Walmart, I'm telling you, get some. Muscle Milk can really do wonders for your body. Look at this. Look at the shape. I'm not even in the gym like that. So get your Muscle Milk, baby.
Hi, everyone. My name is Cassidy. And an interesting fact about me is that I used to be a stripper. But unfortunately, I got kicked out of the club I was working in. So, and you know, just for sniffing a little something here. You know, they caught me like in the back room sniffing something I shouldn't have been, but it's whatever, you know. I'm on a new journey in life right now. So, anyone, if you know what, maybe I shouldn't advertise this, but you know, if you need something extra private, you know, hit me up after the class session, you guys.
Oh, wow. Okay. Thank you, Cassidy, for that beautiful introduction. So let's get someone else on up here. Who we got over here? This is what's your name, sir?
That nigga all washed. Look at this nigga. Hold on. I'm finna go live on this nigga. This nigga had all the hoes back in high school and shit. Damn, homie, high school, you was the man, homie. Look at this bitch ass nigga. Give a fuck, you looking at me? What he gonna do?
Oh, that's funny. You think it is funny that his bullshit is out on display for you to make fun of. Newsflash, you're sitting here. Chances are you didn't make the greatest decisions in your lifetime. And this is either a dead end or a start to rectifying your own fuck-ups. If you are here, you fucked up somewhere. The fake Gucci belt is not fooling anyone, young man, so I suggest you get your burger-flipping, greasy-ass shoes off of that desk! You all are going to learn very quickly that this job will humble you. You are no better than the person sitting next to you. And the customer can give a rat's ass what car you drive, how much your lace front costs, or whether your edges are laid better than the chick sitting next to you. This is Teleplex. And you all are expendable. Now if you have an issue with what I just said, there is the door. So ladies and gentlemen, understand this. I'm no one of importance. Just like each and every one of you, I am a number. Just a body in a seat. That is what they call you in those high offices which your badges will not even open the door to. They keep the savages at bay. You will know why. Bodies is the term they use with happy-go-lucky Lori here when too many people have been fired or made the greatest earthly decision to quit. Bodies. That's what you are, ladies and gentlemen. A constant number on an LCD board that they have to keep at a certain level to make millions from vendors. We are going to teach you how to make calls, follow a script, and repeat, and repeat, and repeat until your shift is over. Misery? Possibly. Get your money and get out. You may find solace in thinking of it that way. My advice? You want to last here? Keep your head low, stay out of sight, and knock out your calls. Break time.
Wow. Okay. All right, guys, so now we're going to take a 15-minute break. The break room is down the hall to the left. There's vending machines and a little cafe with coffee and tea. And if you do need to smoke, please make sure you go all the way across the parking lot to the other side of the building. That's about it. Thank you.
Hey,
Kirk, right?
Yeah.
My name is Colt, man. That's real fucked up what they said about you in there.
Man, over that? Yeah, it's cool, man. I ain't worried about them fuckers. I'm used to the hate.
No matter what you do, niggas gonna hate. You smoke?
Nah, man, I'm good. But thanks for the gesture.
No problem, man. Not gonna ask you what went down, bro, but you sure you should be here?
Gotta make money somehow. Guess this is a start.
I feel you. Damn, speaking of money, you see that Rolls pulling up?
Yeah, who's that?
I don't know. Damn, that's one big ass nigga driving it, though. Hey, you know him?
No, but the car looked familiar. Like I seen it a couple times in my neighborhood. I'm gonna see what it's about, though.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm good.
I ain't gonna help you find him, bro, but let me know if you good or not. It's a big ass nigga. Sup, superstar? Get in the back.
Nigga, I don't know you.
You wanna know me, nigga? I'm not the one you wanna know. But my boss knows you, and he would like a word. So please, if you will.
Oh shit, Mr. Miles?
Close the door behind you, young man.
What are you doing here?
You're a hard man to find, Mr. Lamar.
I've always wanted to thank you for investing in our league when I played Pee Wee. And I had no idea you were looking for me, Mr. Miles. Surely I would have made myself available.
Cut the bullshit, upright persona superstar. You sound just like your uncle, who, by the way, has seemed to have vanished, since our deal is null and void now that your little accident has happened.
Wait. What deal?
So you don't know? Of course you wouldn't. A good con man knows how to con his family first. Your uncle came to me with the bold idea of getting into the sports business, with you as the flagship athlete. He painted the picture of sponsorships, deals, residual gains from your potential NFL career in the next few years. So I gladly paid it forward in the realm of 100 stacks.
What?
Yes, what? What is a man that absconds with another man's money, huh? I'll tell you who he is, superstar. A dead man. Which brings me to you. Since the other party to this deal has gone missing, I am holding you as the sole proprietor to that debt.
Wait, Mr. Miles. I don't know about no deal. You can't hold me responsible. Plus, I don't got cash like that just laying around. You gotta cut me a break.
You're just like everyone else. It's funny how people like you exist in the world. People that once had it and life bitch slapped them in the mouth, and they still somehow think that they're in control. You're not in control anymore, don't you understand? You don't, do you? I get it. The cameras, the random pussy, and the constant offers of opportunity, it will make you think that way. The spotlight is blinding. And to the untrained eye, anyone who reaches such a plateau is untouchable, especially to the underbelly of society such as myself. But the Odoms, the Winehouses, and Rodmans of this world can always be touched. And your local celebrity ass is no different.
Come on, man. Please don't do this. I already got beef in these streets. It's already why I'm laying low.
Oh, you're talking about Mook?
Yes.
There's a bag at your feet. Open it.
Oh my God. What? What the fuck, man? That's Mook's head.
No. Hold that shit. Don't you throw up in this car, or I'm tacking it on top of this bullshit. That nigga cost me a license to a club over his drunken bullshit. Again, another nigga no longer here to make amends for some shit concerning you, superstar.
What? What do you want from me?
Finally, ding, 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 ding. Finally, a question that moves us forward. You're learning, Mr. Lamar. I want a stack a week as payment for me taking care of your issues in the street and for the debt your uncle owes me. Every Friday at 5 p.m. sharp, I will pull up to this exact spot expecting my money. And you will pay it off. You get me?
Man, I only make 12 an hour. How am I gonna come up with that kind of money?
I see a big-ass building with a ton of motherfuckers with paychecks being deposited in their accounts every single week or bi-weekly, depending on which one you are. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to find out how you can get that shit in your hands to give to me. Now get the fuck out of my car. See you next Friday, Superstar.